With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump fired verbal volleys at each other and made a boatload of promises during last night's presidential debate in Philadelphia. Things got testy at times as the two candidates sparred at what could be their only debate. White House correspondent Greg Clugston in Philadelphia.
After an opening handshake initiated by the vice president, the two nominees squared off on issue after issue during the ABC News presidential debate, including on fracking, which is a major topic here in battleground Pennsylvania.
If she won the election, fracking in Pennsylvania will end on day one.
I will not ban fracking. I have not banned fracking as vice president of the United States.
Harris promised middle-class tax cuts and forcefully defended the right to abortion. Trump vowed to secure the southern border and said he would end the Russia-Ukraine war in the weeks after being elected. Greg Clugston at the presidential debate in Philadelphia.
The close to 3,000 people who died in the 9/11 terror attacks being remembered today in ceremonies at Ground Zero in New York and elsewhere.
With 23 years behind us, a lot of Americans, many of the young people, have no memory of the fear, the terror that was associated with that day.
Our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. Also at SRNNews.com, fears of a deadly storm surge as Hurricane Francine zeroes in on the Louisiana coast. Landfall expected this afternoon or this evening. Secretary of State Blinken and his British counterpart are visiting Ukraine, Kiev pushing for permission to fire long-range missiles into Russia. Not a done deal yet, but Mexico's Senate has advanced a bill that would make all of Mexico's judgeships elected positions. Opponents say that's a threat to democracy. Wall Street, Dow futures down 147. This is SRN News. Religious Americans back Trump.
With the election day looming, the Pew Research Center has released a new poll that indicates that a majority of both Protestants and Catholics are more inclined to vote for the former president than they are for Vice President Kamala Harris. 61% of Protestants are in the Trump camp, including 82% of white evangelicals. 52% of Catholics support the Republican nominee, including 61% of white Catholics. Jewish people and atheists lean toward Harris. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Pakistani man's been arrested in Canada, accused of plotting a mass shooting at a Jewish center in Brooklyn on the one-year anniversary of last October 7th's attack by Hamas on Israel. U.S. lawmen say Mohammed Khan attempted to travel from Canada, where he lives, to New York City, with the goal of killing as many Jewish people as possible in the name of ISIS. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police says this planned anti-Semitic attack in the U.S. is deplorable. This is SRN News. A South Carolina Republican lawmaker hospitalized after a health scare.
Congressman Joe Wilson collapsed Tuesday night while attending Ukraine's Independence Day celebration in Washington, D.C. Wilson appeared responsive as he received medical treatment. Other attendees at the event said Wilson appeared to receive CPR after he fell. South Carolina's Republican Attorney General Alan Wilson said in a statement that the congressman experienced stroke-like symptoms but was in stable condition. Ukraine's ambassador to Washington, Oksana Markarova, called it nothing short of a miracle that Wilson was treated on the spot. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
A former CIA officer and contract linguist for the FBI who received cash, golf clubs, and other expensive gifts in exchange for spying for China faces a decade in prison if a U.S. judge approves his plea agreement. 71-year-old Alexander Yuk-Ching Ma, due in U.S. District Court in Hawaii, he made a deal in May with federal prosecutors. More details at SRNNews.com.